This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. And he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com, NCS 51, for those of you that are out there. And I'll tell you, one of the things that happened the other day, last Saturday, and Friday, is that we had the 6th Constitutional Convention, the 6th Constitutional Convention for New California State. And it was a blowout convention, an absolute blowout convention. And we had a number of speakers, just to mention a few. Chris Ann Hall, she spoke. Don Wilson spoke. And, of course, Agnes Gibney spoke, Chris Street, Governor Mike Huckabee. But also, we had a whole series of young men come up and speak. And we have one of them with us right now. His name is Joseph Anderson. He was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and is a senior majoring in political science with a minor in Chinese at Stanford University. He is the co-founder of the College Libertarians at Stanford. While previously studying at Cornell University, Jody led and managed Cornell's annual high school summer debate competition with participants from all around the world. He grew up in the Bronx, New York, and serves as an alternate New California Assembly person for Santa Clara County, and we welcome him. Jody, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Can you hear me, Jody?
If you are satisfied with your message.
I guess we are not there. Oh, boy. Well, we'll have to try and chime in again here. We'll try this again. And we'll start the call. How's that? And see if we can get Jody. Said we got him, but I guess we didn't get him. So Anyway, I'll try. Maybe we'll do this other one over here. Ah, okay. Jody, are you there?
Hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here right now.
Okay. Yes, gotcha, brother. Gotcha. So I just gave you the...
Beautiful.
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfectly fine. I just received a glowing introduction, and I'm absolutely honored to be on the show. Yeah. Start there. Good morning, man.
Good morning. And, you know, I want to congratulate you on the great presentation you made at the 6th Constitutional Convention for the new California State. And, again, you're an alternate for Assembly for new California State for Santa Clara County. And, you know, I guess, what did you take away from that convention? Because, you know, we wanted to get the youngers involved because everybody's always worried about is the, you know, are we going to be transferring all this knowledge to a younger generation because we won't be here much longer, the older generation. What was your takeaway from that convention?
Well, initially I was under the assumption that it would be an educational experience, that I would be able to see government in action, actually on the ground level, grassroots, as they say, not in theory. But when I actually got there, it was a transformative experience, more so than anything. So I remember walking away from the event afterwards being quite inspired that human beings can still gather and form political communities and exert their own agency, determine their own future collectively. So it's a true display of the power being with the people. Never seen that in my life. It's truly historic. And I'm just not sure that many people will get to witness that or be a part of it. So I was just truly honored for this that happened in my lifetime and then to have the opportunity to participate and witness and be a part of rewriting history.
Yeah, this is the sixth one that we put together, and each one has gotten better and better and better and better. And, of course, this one was excellent in so many different ways. I was particularly impressed with your presentation and also Michael Whitaker's. Both of you go to Stanford, and both of you were speakers, and also Jim and Jake Palm, the 15-year-olds, students who were from Marin County. That really kind of really set the tone, I think, for the entire convention because, you know, when everybody got up on stage and they started talking about why, you know, when they're younger, they're realizing that, like yourselves, that this is a legacy issue. And to be so involved as you were and have been in other things, but all of a sudden you jump in on this one, which is a rare opportunity because the last time this has happened in our nation's history like this was 1861. I mean, that's got to be a big privilege for you, an honor for you to be so involved in something so epic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or even, I think another note, if you don't mind, was just the confidence and respect of you and New California State and the organizers of that convention to actually have faith in the youth to actually represent the future. So that was huge. That definitely shows a willingness to defer power and responsibility that doesn't exist in our current government. At least I don't believe. So I was very, very quite like touched to see that.
Well, at least about another 39 million people, I think, agree with you. The current government is in California is just not really what I think everybody thought it was going to be. And of course, it's so far askew from anything that I've ever grown up with or been a part of, even as an adult, right now. And, of course, it's just getting worse. I guess the question, you know, for you is, as a younger growing up in this environment, is, you know, where are you going to fit in for the movement going forward?
Yeah, it seems like an existential question for me, being young, because this is the only world I've known. It's the only political and social reality I've grown accustomed to. So it was hard to envision for myself another way of life, and yet intuitively I knew that something was off kilter. If you're a student of history, a student of life, a student of politics, you have a reference point, but it's not tangible. You've never actually seen anything different. So it was quite worrisome. Yet there were cues along the way that definitely informed me that the search for truth would take me in a different direction outside of academia, outside of my family, outside of my neighborhood, outside of my previous customs and habits. And so as soon as I come into contact with New California State, it just spoke intuitively to this notion that I had, that something was off, something was wrong, but that it could be corrected and adjusted, because there's a long history of that. There's a tradition of that in America. That spoke to me. It kind of reverberated profoundly with me. So,
what about your constitutional thinking about this whole process? What is your knowledge about the Constitution? What are your thoughts about it?
My knowledge of the Constitution always stems from what I've studied inside of, but it's normally very narrowly tailored to like a case. But there's really no application of that in the real world. So to actually see New California State utilizing the Constitution to guide its actions is both informative and is sticking true to the spirit of America and its founders and their intentions. So we definitely learning more about the Constitution, how it works, its various applications, its implications, and what it means historically as a governing philosophy. And I think that's a message that is well conveyed through New California State and just my involvement in general.
Yeah.
Because you always get the response, how does this state pertain to the Constitution?
Joseph, we're going to have to end it here. We're having some phone conversations or phone technical problems. So anyway, thanks for being with us. This is Joseph Anderson with this from Stanford University. We'll be right back. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Well, we had a little communications problem there, a little cutting out going on with Joseph Jody Anderson. Outstanding student. He's given an outstanding presentation. We'll probably at some point in time give you his presentation that was played, that we have record of, at the convention. He and Michael Whitaker and Jim and Jake Palm did an absolutely fantastic job in the opening segment, I guess, Friday night, and then, of course, followed up by Chris Ann Hall. She was outstanding also. So we, you know, we had a really, really good convention, as you're probably finding out, and we'll play some, a little bit of Mike Huckabee probably in one of the segments. If we get to it, you know, we got a lot of things to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. You can call in. The phone lines are open, 215-867-8255, and become a part of history, I guess you can say. But it was really a very interesting opportunity really to be so privileged to be around young people that were really confident, that were really on top, literally on top of their game. And their game is very similar to our game. And they were very appreciative of what the opportunity looked like for New California. And I'm really happy that we were able to provide that opportunity for them to present to everybody. Okay, so we got a lot of stuff to cover here. I just wanted to sort of put that out there for you. We'll get Jody on with a clear line so you can hear him. He's an incredibly articulate young man. And I would say definitely that he is one of the top achievers that it probably Stanford has. Of course, he's a conservative. Shocking! A conservative at Stanford. They do exist, actually, at Stanford. Believe it or not, they do. You can actually find conservative students. In fact, the Republican group that they've got going on there, which I think these guys are really heavily involved in, has blossomed on the Stanford campus. See, there is hope even at Stanford. I'm telling you, the whole thing's going to swing around. Obviously, for Donald Trump, it's going to swing around, and it's swinging around. Because what's out there? What are the options? The progressives? The socialists? The geezers? I say the geezers. I'm old, but, you know, I'm not that old. I mean, these guys are like 80. Come on. You got a long ways to go before that. It's amazing, though, what's happening. I'm shocked to find out that gambling is going on here. Anyway, we heard from Mike Huckabee, actually, in the last hour on one of the news segments, which is, he's doing some good things. It says not a regular cold. Okay, they're talking about the coronavirus again. Everybody's kind of going nuts about that. This is, if you want to know about something that's been very, very much on my mind for a long time, is, of course, about Corey Feldman. I don't know if you're familiar with Corey Feldman, a young child actor. And he was a child actor, gosh, 70s, 80s. Anyway, he's now talking about the fact, or talking, this is something where he talks about the men who raped him when he was young. And this is kind of an interesting story, obviously. Corey Feldman was a child actor, and he is now grown up, and he's talking about this child molestation that was taking place in his life. And this has a particular poignancy to me because back in the day when I first learned about all the stuff that goes on with child sex trafficking and all that other good stuff, that back in the 1980s, in fact, there was I learned in 1986, all the whole thing about child sex trafficking and all that stuff. I was exposed to the LA Police Department's Crimes Against Children's Task Force, which, by the way, was particularly formed because of the sex trafficking business in Los Angeles, and particularly with young boys. So he was fitting that model. And we had, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of information that was given to us as part of the training so you could understand and all this other good stuff. And he figured kind of prominently in our learning about all this stuff as a young boy growing up. And at that time, no one really knew what was the degree of harm done to him. But now all of a sudden he's gotten to be old and he says this was wrong what was happening to him. And he's been sort of a pariah and an outcast for a long time. He seems to be wanting to make money on what has happened to him. We're gonna catch up with Jesse Waters in a second in his interview that he did with him. But I wanted to set the groundwork for you that he was supposed to release a new documentary on Monday and intended to bring to light the names of the Hollywood players who allegedly molested and raped him and his late childhood buddy Corey Haim, says when they were kids. However, despite tirelessly promoting and hyping up the worldwide live stream of My Truth, the Rape of Two Coreys, and simultaneously screening the film at the Directors Guild of America in Los Angeles on Monday, Feldman's flick never made it to the Act One online, as users immediately began reporting that they were receiving blank screens and infinite loading issues. For $20, viewers could log on to mytruthdoc.com and were promised the full documentary of the live stream at 11 p.m., which would be followed by a Q&A panel afterwards and then a second screening at Tuesday afternoon. While awaiting the online stream to activate, Feldman tweeted from within the theater at the DGA, "The film is starting 15 minutes late due to the website crashing," which is actually a good thing. Corey Feldman, pedophiles rampant. Anyway, says the film is starting. So he tweets this, but it doesn't come on. Says once again, the film was met with technical difficulties, and after a brief conference with viewers in attendance, the decision was made to screen the film and deal with the repercussions later. After about 18 minutes, Feldman and company stopped the film and told attendees that the site where the documentary was being hosted has been under attack by hackers, preventing the world from seeing the film. Feldman spoke with Fox News in the lobby at the DGA following Director Guild of America, following the film's closing, and made it a point to address those who paid to watch the documentary only to be met with blank screens and numerous error messages. "Well, everybody that was here saw what happened, so I don't think there's any confusion there," he said, lamenting the fact that a very small portion of the people got to see the film. Isn't that interesting? And this seems to be his plight, actually, trying to get his story out. There's always a complication that seems to go along with Corey. I don't know what that deal is all about, but it's a very interesting expose from what people are saying. It says the willing whistleblower said he will likely begin working on alternative methods to allow those who paid their hard-earned money to be able to ingest it. Is what the comment was. Not good, Corey. Not good. But he needs to get the word out about who these people are, in my opinion. Don't let them hide any longer, Corey. Don't be intimidated anymore. Well, stay with us. We're going to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember that website, a21r.com, and of course, ncs51.com. Trump surprised staff with promise of Tuesday announcement on coronavirus stimulus. There's going to be a stimulus package, obviously, for some people lost a lot of money in the so-called stock crash, right? That's what they say, anyway. This is a zero hedge I'm looking at right now and some of the things going on there. It says stocks tumble after Trump claims Pelosi won't be ready this week to meet on fiscal plans. Hmm. it's off to vacation for the do-nothing Democrats. So what is this? I haven't seen any things on this. It says, markets reacted negatively to a tweet from Trump claiming that do-nothing Democrats will be unable to meet this week to discuss possible fiscal stimulus plans. Nancy just said, I don't know if we can be ready this week. In other words, it's off to vacation for the do-nothing Democrats. That's been the story for them for the 1.5 years. Okay, this is supposed to be today? I don't think so. I'm going to check this market out myself. Right now, where's the markets up? Well, maybe not. Maybe it's down now. I'm checking the business. Oh, it did. It reacted negative. We're down 66. Shocking. Shocking. NASDAQ is still up 95, but they're down 66. So this is zero hedge zeroes in on it, you know? They really do. Because this is something that that just really came out just a second ago. So I wasn't paying attention to the market thing going on. I did check the market at the break. It seemed to be fine, but a big news travels fast, right? So Nancy Pelosi drives the market down. Because why? She's going to go on vacation? I guess that's what Donald Trump is saying. It's what it says. So stocks tumble after Trump claims Pelosi won't be ready. All right. I'm looking for Trump tweets. Anybody for a Trump tweet or two? Let's take a look at what the Trump tweets say. Now, some reason, when I do the Trump tweets sometimes, there's like a delay or lag from the other reality. This is one of his Trump tweets. This is it, 53 minutes ago. Nancy Pelosi just said, I don't know if we can be ready this week. And he goes on, in other words, it's off to a vacation. Says Donald Trump, there is another Russia meeting today. It is heads up by corrupt politician Adam Shifty Schiff. So I wouldn't expect too much. And then New York Times says, news tips, share them. No, I'm not going to get that. Nancy Pelosi speaker focused on strengthening America's middle class, right? Barack Obama, dad, husband, president, citizen. There you go. Another one coming up. The Federal Reserve must be a leader, not a late follower. That's a great statement. That's from the president. So this is where we're standing with all this then. This is exactly where we're standing with it. Is it the market's down because Nancy Pelosi and the Trump tweets? The Trump tweets just command everything, don't they? They really, truly do. They really, truly do. I would say that Donald Trump really does know how to command, really have command of things. Really does. What is this? We got some strange things going on here. Okay, so Ronald Reagan, interesting guy, huh? Grew up with Reagan, and President Trump is very Reagan-esque, of course. He's following the footsteps of Ronald Reagan and doing a great job. He's doing a spectacular job, I'd like to say. I just have to say it, get it off my chest. He's doing a spectacular job. It's only going to get better in the long faces of the Democrats, like we've seen in California here recently. In the last week, are just going to continue. That is going to be out and out what their story is going to be about. So I'm just giving you the heads up. Yeah, Corey Feldman, I'm a little concerned about that story. Something's not right with his story. Something is absolutely not right with his story, but we'll check into it. I was looking for this story. D.C. mayor. Where did it go here? Wherever she goes, D.C. mayor has a problem. I'll tell you one of the problems. We'll go to Maryland, not too far from D.C. The Maryland mayor has a problem. Just a little bit of rumor mongering. And it's not too much rumor mongering. We did learn that apparently the Secret Service showed up at the Maryland mayor's office. Something like, I don't know, some sort of racketeering things. Has to do with ICE and stuff like that. That's kind of weird. But what's not weird is that apparently the Secret Service showed up where? Oh, it was Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer got a little visit from the Secret Service. Now, I wonder what that was all about. What in the world was that all about, huh? Could it have been about him talking about two Supreme Court justices? It could have been, and it probably was. But I just want to bring that out again because I got a little buzz here to mention this, and I'm going to re-mention it. We did this before. It says, D.C. mayor asked hundreds of church members to quarantine after priest with coronavirus gave communion. Oh, probably not a good idea, right? This is at the Christ Episcopal Church in Washington, D.C. Several hundred churchgoers at an Episcopal church in Washington, D.C. have been asked to self-quarantine after a reverend who gave Holy Communion and shook hands with other parishioners tested positive for coronavirus. Must wash your hands. The Reverend Tim Cole, the rector of Christ Church in Georgetown and D.C.'s first coronavirus case, interacted with several congregants last weekend through multiple services because he thought he had recovered from the flu. It turns out it was the coronavirus, and it worsened, according to church officials. See, that's a characteristic of the corona flu. What is going on with all the cases that we had the corona flu? We'll find out about that. And, of course, they're now showing this whole porting going on with the Princess cruise ship in Oakland, that whole thing going on. And Alex Azar's talking about it. Okay, so this is where we stand with all this stuff right now. There's serious problems, of course, in some places with the coronavirus. Doesn't seem to be as bad in the United States, although we've seen maps that are just all over the place in terms of showing where we have so many cases of this. So far, we got 36 states, 550 cases, and 26 deaths that are being reported right now. Well, it seems to me it's like any other virus that's moving along that we've normally seen, except, you know, influenza viruses are much smaller and they're much more prone to be in the air. And you get a lot more deaths with influenza than you do with the coronavirus. Is there something they're not telling us about this? We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. NCS51.com. Yes, we will fix it up for you. Sure we will. Absolutely, we're going to fix it up for you. It's time again to dive into California, and we're more than happy to do that for you. It's interesting. You know, I'm getting absolutely, since the 6th Constitutional Convention, we are just getting absolutely slammed. I mean, slammed with emails, requests, and everything else. It's like, wow. Wow, what's going on? This is a story we've got here. Now, I predict there's going to be a big problem for the Democrats. And we did the numbers the other day. We're talking about what's going on with the House of Representatives out in California. There's 53 seats available. I say that we could theoretically see a huge jump in picking up 22 seats in California. Now, that there's a lot of different calculations that would determine that. At the high end, I'm seeing 22. At the low end, I'm seeing 17. 16, 17, there's a waffling going on there in the decision process. But that's kind of like the range. So this could be a complete just shakeup, you know, for the Democrats. Now, there's an article that came out in American Thinker. It says, this is part one, dire warnings, Democrats predict catastrophe, 1970 to 1999. For Democrats, the sky is always falling. Something disastrous is always around the corner, and Democrats have been saying this for so long, it's sort of a joke. And they ought to have little credibility, but somehow each and every hollow warning is treated with utmost seriousness by the left, academia, and Hollywood. Here is the first of the three-part series on which how many dire warnings have been had. Now, this resonates with me very well because I lived through some of this stuff, and this is why I wanted to put this out here. 1970s, the first Earth Day. That darn climate hasn't cooperated with previous dire predictions that humans, CO2, and fossil fuels were causing dangerous warming, and the Earth would start cooling unexpectedly. In 1945, therefore, it is time to scare the public, especially the children, with new and more dangerous made-up predictions based on the cooling. We were told that billions of people would die soon because of rapid cooling and starvation. We were again told that we would also run out of oil. Are you hearing all this? I was making this point the other night in, Reading, when I spoke in Reading, that in the 1970s, we had the environmental scare all over again. It kicked off in 1970 with Earth Day, which happened to have been Lenin's birthday, 100th anniversary of his birthday. Shocking that you would have that correlation, right? So they come up with some of the things in the 70s, which, of course, it was global cooling then. And billions of people were going to die. This is true, what he's saying here. It says civilization will end within 15 to 30 years unless immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind. And that was Harvard biologist George Wald made that prediction. How's that working out for you, brother? How's that working out? This is another comment that was made by Dennis Hayes. It is already too late to avoid mass starvation. Mass starvation. Does it sound like we've been down this road of environmentalism, wacko environmentalism, before? Well, that's because we have. This is another one. In a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive air pollution. By 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching the earth by one half. That's a very interesting one. That was in 1985. Then they started spraying us in 1992 with aluminum oxide by way of chemtrails. This is for real. A lot of people don't. This is real stuff here. It says by the year 2000. This came out of this 1970s business. By the year 2000, if present trends continue, we will be using up crude oil at such a rate that there won't be any more crude oil. You'll drive up to gas pumps and say, "Fill her up, buddy." Now, this is really interesting because we're saying, "Fill her up, buddy." We don't do that in California, of course. We fill up our own tanks. Now, if you're in Oregon, I guess they still have people doing that. But that was the trend. Everybody had a gas station attendant, and the guy would always put your gas in for you. They don't do that anymore. Says that you'll drive up to the pump and say, "Fill her up, buddy," and he'll say, "I'm very sorry, there isn't any." Ecologist Ken Watt. How's that working out for you, Kenny? The world has been chilling sharply for about 25 years. If present trends continue, the world will be about 4 degrees colder for the global mean temperature in 1990, but 11 degrees colder in the year 2000. This is about twice what it would take to put us into an ice age, Kenneth Welt, or Watt, too many Christmas. So the 80s brought us this. We had a cowboy dunce, incompetent man, Ronald Reagan. His economic policies of the lower taxes were terrible and would harm the economy. This is what people were saying on the left. This is one. His harsh language towards the Soviet Union would cause World War III. Results, the economy experienced almost 18 years of continuous growth, the Soviet Union collapsed, and the Berlin Wall came tumbling down without shooting a bullet. Isn't that interesting? Without shooting a bullet. Reagan also essentially blamed for AIDS and doing nothing when in fact he did a lot. Yeah, he got blamed for the AIDS. His FDA accelerated the delivery of life-saving drugs, providing a template for fighting devastating illness today. Yeah. Anyway, stay with us. When it comes here on Agenda 21 Radio. Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com, and of course newcaliforniastate.com or ncs51.com. This is called Press California. It's an interesting group. He's back, Wiener. Wiener has a new plan to build denser California housing. There you go. That's Scott Wiener. That's Gavin Newsom's really good buddy, right? He's standing pictured with his two transvestite friends. Makes a glorious picture, of course. That's Mr. Wiener, Scott Wiener. He's another one. You know, I'm sure that when we take our process going forward into the legislature, we're going to go talk to Mr. Wiener. Mr. Wiener, we need your vote, you know, to become a new state. He's going to say, well, I'm going to say, hey, look at this list. You're on it. And he's going to go, oh, you got my vote, brother. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do such things. Well, you know, anything to get a vote, right? No. I'm a practical kind of guy. We'll be ethical. We'll be smart. And we'll get the votes, and they'll say, we don't want you. We don't want, it's too much debt for us. That's what everybody's saying. And that's a fact. California can't find $320 billion. It's missing. Shocking. I have a feeling it went to China. Just my gut. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, or ncx51.com. And stay strong, America. We're exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.